Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
Jenny, I didn't call you. Somebody dialed my number.
It's a callback.
Okay.
So we're a third-party call center, and we deal with many companies, and people call us regarding orders and charges and such, then we're calling them back to see how we can help.
Okay. I've already spoke to somebody. But
all right.
But I just want to verify something. Let me give you, what information do you need?
Your zip code, your first and last name, and then when I look at your address to confirm that that's your address.
Okay, my zip code is 39202. My
39202, you said?
Uh-huh.
Okay, 39202. Okay, and your first and last name?
Sharon, spelled S-H-E-R-R-O-N. Last name Day, D-A-Y.
Okay, thank you. And I'm looking at your address, Miss Day, starting with 12. Would you complete it, please, with Day, with the state and city?
Sure. It's 1210 Quinn Street, Jackson, Mississippi.
Thank you, ma'am. 1 minute, please.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Day, I'm looking at an account that is the purchase of a sweepstakes ticket
mm-hmm.
to hope to win an ice maker.
Correct.
And then I see a membership that's about an online discount shopping membership. How may I help
mm-hmm.
you, please?
Well, I called because when I spoke to a representative last week, she told me that because the charge was pending, she gave me a cancellation code and told me that I would not be charged for that because I was not aware that it was a subscription. So she gave me a cancellation code, told me that it wouldn't go through on my bank, but it did. It did on yesterday, I think. And so the person that I spoke with earlier was saying in the notes that it showed that it was a valid charge and it couldn't be refunded. So she said that she was going to call me back because I guess the calls are recorded. So if the first person told me that I wouldn't be charged, that she would give me a refund. So I don't know. It just all seems kind of shady to me.
I'm reading these notes and listening to you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you receive the voucher?
No.
1 minute, please. Ma'am, have you opened up a dispute with your bank?
No, I haven't because, as I said, the person that I spoke to a little earlier,
mm-hmm.
she said she was going to do, excuse me, an investigation and give me a call back.
Mm-hmm. Ma'am, thank you for your patience. 1 minute, please.
Okay.
So you're saying that you weren't promised a refund. You were promised someone would investigate?
No. On the day that I initially called in, which was last Thursday, I was promised that that charge would be canceled. I was given a cancellation code. But then, so I'd been checking, it was showing pending on my bank account. Then when I looked this morning at my bank account, the charge had gone through. When I initially spoke with Shane, was the first person I spoke to. When I spoke with Shane, she said that because I called in and talked about that, that it would, I would not be charged for it. The only charge that would be valid was the $5.74. And she gave me a cancellation code of CK021. And so I told her, I said, well, it's showing on my bank account that it's that is pending. Excuse me. She said, because it's pending, that charge will not go through since you called in and canceled. But when I looked at my bank account online this morning, it does show that the charge actually went through, and that made my bank account overdrawn. And I used that account specifically because I wasn't sure whether or not how credible this company was. So that particular account, I only keep like a few dollars in there. I think it was like $12.95 in that account. But so when it when that charge went through, it overdrew my account. But she had assured me that that charge wouldn't go through because I called in to cancel it. And so when I called this morning, the person that I spoke to, she says, oh, well, you may have misunderstood her. She didn't tell you that it would be canceled, that you would be charged. I said, you're not going to sit here and tell me what she didn't tell me. I said, at the beginning of your call, you say that it's recorded, so you can check the call to see what it is that she told me.
I told her
if that was the case, I wouldn't have been calling back.
Okay.
So her remedy was that she was going to do an investigation and see whether or not that person actually told me that. And then if she did tell me that, which she did, that she was going to issue a refund when she calls me back. And she said that that would take about 3 hours, and that was like around 9 o'clock, a little bit after nine. So I'm just waiting for her to call back. But I just wanted to see what the note said about the transaction, because she was saying that in the notes it said that the agent had told me that it was a valid charge and I wouldn't be charged anything else. And I'm like, no, that's not what she told me.
Wow. Okay. Let's see here.
Even with the cancellation code, she told me, I just remembered this as I'm standing here, she told me that with the cancellation code, that would prevent them from trying to run the charge again. So I know that she told me that the charge wouldn't go through.
Okay, thank you for your patience. Unfortunately, this takes a minute because it's all through computers. So thank you for your patience, okay?
All right, I have no problem. I'm just trying to make sure that I'm not being scammed, that's all.
Yes, ma'am.
I thank you for your assistance.
Pardon me?
I just said I thank you for your assistance.
Oh, you're welcome, ma'am. I'm waiting to see what the reality is, because there's so many layers to this at this time now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being responded to in a couple of minutes. Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
Ma'am, are you there?
I
Hello,
am.
Thank you so much.
Yes, I am.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Thank you. Thank you for your patience.
I had just muted the phone because I was kind of crumpling papers and stuff, and I didn't want that noise in your ear.
Thank you for your patience.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh boy, this is a bit layered.
When you say layered, what is
well, it seems to be so far that you would have to wait for that agent. The agent said they would call you back, correct?
Uh-huh.
And how long has it been since this morning?
It's probably been like a little over an hour.
Oh, ma'am, but you said she would be calling back in 3 hours. Is that what she said?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But, you're saying it's been more than 3 hours, into four?
No. I said it's been more, it's just been an hour. It's been like a little over an hour.
Okay, so I'm confused. Why are you calling if it's just a little over the hour? Didn't she say 3 hours?
Okay, when I initially talked, when I initially gave you the information, I shared with you that I had already spoken to someone and she said that she was going to do an investigation. I was asking you, what did the notes say? Because the person that I spoke with on Thursday and the person that I spoke with on today had conflicting information. And so when I called this morning at 8 o'clock and left my callback number, I guess that's when it rang back from you to me. So I was just trying to see what the note said as to whether or not the status of this particular incident.
Okay, understood. I definitely understand. Okay.
Yeah. So my ask wasn't for you to do anything on your end other than for me to know what is actually in the notes. Because if I'm getting one thing from one person and then one thing from another person this morning who was very animated and seemed to be agitated at the fact that I was calling regarding this. So I was just trying to see what was in the notes after I spoke with her.
Yeah, that is what is happening in terms there will be there's an investigation going on.
Okay. That's pretty much all I need to know. If in fact the investigation is going on, and as I said, when I spoke with the agent on Thursday, I told her about I told the person I spoke with this morning around what time I spoke with her, so that if they, you know, when they pull that call or whatever, the conversation is there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not
mm-hmm.
not making this up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just trying to get a favorable resolution for me based on what was told to me in my initial phone call with customer service.
So 10:45 a.m., it says, was this call this morning that you made? Let me see here.
10:45.
Why does it say 10:45 a.m.? I know. I'm thinking, what is that?
I mean, because it's not even 10:45 where I am right now.
Yeah, what does 10:45 mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So
there must be a system error.
Yeah.
10:45 a.m., okay. So at this point, I'm trying not to get all inside the process of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? So let me just do this, ma'am. Give me one minute, please. Let me look at this. So, ma'am, at the end of the day, I have authority right now because you're on the call with me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, the way we handle this account by this company, because we represent many companies, is
mm-hmm.
that this particular product, the company
mm-hmm.
gives you a 35% discount. And if they really push it, it's 50% that they give you. Have you ever been told that regarding this account?
No. No.
That is what they do. Okay?
No.
So I don't know what – I'm looking at the thing, and we could make you wait, but I've been texting my supervisors right now, and
mm-hmm.
they have given me authority to go about it the way we go about it, the regular way, with the company.
Okay.
And that is
mm-hmm.
this company allows a 35% refund, and if they really push it, they will give you a 50% refund. That is what they do. And that's it.
No,
so let me see.
See, that's not what I was told on Thursday when I initially
right,
talked
so
to somebody.
I'm letting you know that's where we stand. So right now, that's what's being given to you to resolve this. Or you can wait for whoever spoke to you before. I'm just trying to make it rapid for you.
No, because that's still gonna put my account in an overdraft state, which means that I would have to pay an overdraft fee. So I'm still right back at where I started.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll wait until the person calls back and go from there.
Okay. Okay. Well, your account is canceled, so it means that it's not in a, it cannot be harmed in a state that where it can be harmed. You're just going to be waiting to deal with the refund.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well,
I
appreciate your assistance, and I'll just wait until I hear back from the other agent.
Okay. Well, the best to you, ma'am, and I thank you for calling customer support. I really do. I hope they work it out for what you need, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a good day now.
Great day.
Thanks for calling customer support. Bye-bye.